This is the July 2nd meeting of the Pacifica National Board, a continuation of the meeting of May 21st. I'll ask Recording Secretary Richard Uzzell to call the roll.
Okay. Sharam Amir?
Present.
Sharam?
Okay. Present.
Tracy Rosenberg, thank you.
Here. Yeah.
Andrea Turner, call. Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Sean O'Brien? Leslie Radford? Summer Reese?
Present.
Rico Ross?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Alberto Lorero?
Present.
George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzzell here. Nia Bediako? Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jaeger?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson? Kimmery Orendorf? Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
That's only 11.
Fia Wangaza?
It's because we shouldn't hold these on Friday nights.
That's 11.
Oh, it is 11.
And it's a holiday weekend, so.
Okay, so we don't have a quorum.
George?
We can't conduct any business, yes, Bill?
I think thus we go on, we just can't vote on things, but we can.
Well, I was going to suggest that we hear the National Election Supervisor's report I think we're all interested in what's the status is, and we can do that. I can make my report, which is very brief. We just can't vote on anything or take any action unless somebody shows up, which is possible. Renee, would you tell us, give your report about the status of the elections?
George, I'm sorry, point of information. Can I ask a question? Are we presuming that we won't have a quorum for the public session? Are we going to try to convene again for the executive session?
No.
We have to have a quorum for that, too.
No.
But you won't try it. Okay.
What's that? If by chance somebody shows up in the time it takes for the reports to be given, we'll continue with the meeting. Otherwise, we'll have to adjourn.
George, we might want to have an executive session even without a quorum just to discuss some issues.
Oh, just to hear reports, you mean?
Yeah, yes. I would concur with that because we've got really serious matters going on that are kind of time-sensitive.
Interesting point. Yes, we can't act in the executive session either, but we can certainly hear the reports. Okay, yeah. So let's hear on the stream in the public session the National Election Supervisor's report. Is there any other comments, anything else anybody wants to say?
I just have one question. This is Summer.
Yes.
Was the election supervisor, she scheduled for executive session as well, or only the public session?
Well, she was only scheduled for the public session, but we could ask her to come on for the executive session if you like.
Thank you.
Just a little housekeeping on the roll call. Fia Wangaza asked for an excused absence. And also, I always forget to call the names of Arlene. She's here. LaVarne and Renee apparently here. The staff. I always forget. I'm sorry, guys.
Thank you, LaVarne. Richard. At least we feel like we exist. Don't count.
Renee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So tell us what the status of the elections are.
Well, as everyone knows, at every station until 6 p.m. July 19th. And so that's just the nomination phase is extended, except at KCFK, where I decided that it made sense to close the membership date accord with the fund drive, because which ends today, because every other got a chance to maximize their membership list, you know, with their spring fund drive. And also because FDA made an effort to integrate election pitching, basically promoting the election with fund drive pitching, so it just made a lot of sense to take advantage of that that integrated effort, which should be, you know, applauded. So that's, I mean, if anybody has any questions with respect to the extension, I think everybody was on board with the extension. So,
this is Summer. I have tons of questions whenever that comes up.
Okay. So the other main that that I'm working on right now is a proposal. Did George and Bill did you forward that?
I did. Yes.
Okay. So I just
I didn't get it, George, from you.
You didn't.
Has everybody gotten the combo proposal, the paper plus the electronic ballot?
When was it sent?
It was sent 6:55 p.m. today. It was called electronic balloting.
Okay, I don't know because I haven't checked.
Shall I resend it?
If you could, please, just in case for members.
Okay. So if I send it to just the PNB email, that they'll get.
Renee, just keep talking. I'll send it. It's right in front of me.
Okay, because I also want to send the budget because I didn't include the budget.
Okay, sorry. You go ahead and do it then.
Right. Okay. So anyhow, the thing is, I want everybody to have that in front of them. Let me just send that right now. I'm going to put as a title, electronic ballot plus budget. Okay, sorry about that. And another thing that's in the works while this is coming through is that we almost have all of the nomination packages translated, and so that should be up by this weekend. I wanted to get everything translated into Spanish. Before this weekend, actually, by this week, but they're just so. I don't know if people recently noticed that there is a Spanish bar that appeared on the official website. Anyhow, so the idea is to have everything that's on the website is going to be completely bilingual, as well as all of the questions and candidates, and it's going to be all bilingual. And so that's a big effort, and I think it's really worth it. So I just sent it, so let me know if you got that. And did everybody get it? It was... It should be coming.
I got ballot plus butt.
Chair, Rico.
Did you get it? Anyhow, so...
I got it.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, what I was discussing with, you know, just taking some time to work out the logistics, develop an integrated... And as you'll... Like a model, a visual model, so if everyone wants to... that model, and then there's a step-by-step on page, and just a discussion of the problems associated that should say page. Obviously that discussion of problems isn't complete yet, I just wanted to send it to everyone, given that a lot of work is done, and before this model would even, you know, implemented, everyone would have there would be a pilot test. That would, the more people we get to pilot test, better. And then just one thing I wanted to point out, which probably most most, I wouldn't say maybe not the most important, but if you look at the budget, it would save us a lot of money, and it would set up a system, if it works well, it would set up a system, you know, to so we'd save money for to start this.
Renee, you're cutting out a lot. Are you doing something that you could do to
No, I'm just sitting here
better?
Talking straight into the. Maybe I should pick up the phone. I have it on the phone.
Thank you.
Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So, so basically, if you look and you look at the 209 mailing and printing costs, which I believe that this cost is probably, you know, I don't think that this cost, I'm not sure, I the numbers that I got, it wasn't clear as to if this represents the additional mailing that had to be made for WBAI. I think maybe Laverne, I don't know if you remember Laverne, but these are the figures that I have from last year. So already if you just compare 209 with this year, I really worked on the design of the paper ballot, you know, just the traditional method to go to just the bare essence of what we need with respect to materials, because so if we look at that and we just look at the bare essence, it would, if we sent out just the traditional method, we're looking at approximately $42,000 to $43,000. If we were to send out a portion paper ballot and send out a portion, which would be, you'd still get a letter, but it would have electronic ballot instructions and pointing, and also a 1-800 number, fax, a whole slew of methods to get a paper ballot if you wanted one. And so if you look at that second breakdown, you know, we would save an additional, you know, we're looking at approximately $29,000 versus, you know, $42,000 to $43,000. You know, so, you know, that's a huge improvement. And yeah, I just wanted everybody just to look at, if everybody can turn to that page two, and the idea is that most of the ballots that would be sent out would just be a letter, and it would include STV instructions, electronic ballot instructions, including paper ballot request methods, 1-800 number, fax, mailing address, email, online form. And so the majority would be sent that format, and then there would also be a traditional, you know, paper ballot, pretty much the same design as has been sent out in previous years, along with a candidate statement booklet. And then if you scroll down, I tried to depict, you know, the two different ways that information, that the ballots would flow. So with respect to the electronic ballot, one would log on to Secure Server, which would be one of the Pacifica servers, and log on with a unique PIN as the password. The username would be the membership account number. And the virtual ballot would be like a very easy-to-use interface that you can just click. You know, it'd basically look exactly like the paper ballot, except, you know, you just have to click the screen. And so what I didn't, I'm not able to include all the step-by-step description here on this visual, but that's why page three, there's, you know, more details with respect to each step. So basically, the directions that are sent point you to this Pacifica server. You log in. There would be a tutorial, you know, an STV tutorial to help you, you know, understand how to fill out your ballot, and you can just skip that, or you can go through that tutorial, and go directly to the ballot interface, where, you know, you just click next to, you know, you'd rank your, you'd make your vote, and there would be an option to save without submitting, so that you can come back, log in, you know, save. But once you submit, you'd be able to, the virtual ballot would be saved as a JPEG, and you can save your own JPEG, and the barcode, the PIN number, which would be the ballot barcode, would be actually embedded into the image, and the JPEG, the name of the JPEG would be that PIN number or the barcode. And one would be able to just save your own copy to your own hard, you know, your own hard drive, or just directly print it out. And then what would happen, it would be saved as a JPEG on the server and backed up, you know, to a hard drive, which would be burnt to CDs daily. And basically we would treat those CDs as if they were, you know, the ballots in envelopes, just like if you see what I have here, envelopes with ballots collected, counted, secured to PO box, and locked in a storage unit by election supervisor and three witnesses. So the same deal would happen with the CDs, those images as backups, in order to, you know, just make sure that we have that we're not losing any information, and that, you know, this is transparent, and there are witnesses with respect to the transfer of this information. That's why the witnesses are very important. So then people. So let me see, where am I? So anyway, so there are people who would vote online, and there were people who would vote using a paper method, and. If you see, come the cutoff date, which would be, you know, 12 midnight for the electronic ballot submission, and on the other hand, for the final paper ballot pickup would be early morning, because from the PO box, because obviously, you know, there are things that can be dropped off after the post office is closed, so we have to make sure we capture things that were sent, you know, that last day and dropped off that last day, but after we didn't have access. So that's why I wrote 8 a.m. October 1st, final ballot pickup, secured in storage unit. And if you notice, everything would be secured in a storage unit, you know, and obviously logs of everyone who witnessed the securing would be kept. And so come the day of the ballot count, we would get everything from the storage unit, the CDs, the with the images, the letters, you know, the paper ballots, which are inside letters, and we would process everything together. And the key thing here is that the final list, final master list of live PIN numbers, which would be controlled by myself, would be submitted to the ballot barcode verification software. So let me explain that. Bing was our tech last year, and he's also our tech this year, and he designed a very simple software. One basically accepts or rejects ballots, and another software processes the images into strings of numbers which correspond to the to any individual vote. And those strings of numbers are what we need to run the Choice Plus Pro program. So the key thing to this whole entire system is the accuracy of that final list of live PIN numbers, because that PIN number is it's either the login for the electronic ballot or the barcode, right? So the first step that we would take in both of these methods would be to screen, to basically verify that the barcodes, that the paper ballot barcodes, when we screen them, that they're in that final list. And the same thing with respect to the PIN numbers, which are associated to each electronic ballot which is submitted. And the reason I'm just emphasizing that master list of live PIN numbers, because basically, whenever anybody asks me, for example, if somebody asks me, oh, I lost my ballot, oh, I lost my PIN number, can you reissue one, I would reissue, you know, based on that master list. I'd find that person on that list and reissue a PIN number. And then what would happen is, you know, I'd end up having two different PIN numbers for that person, and an either-or statement is included in that software for that pair of unique barcodes. So the first one that comes up would be counted, and the other one would be rejected. So that first step is key to making sure people can't vote twice, and also it only accepts one unique barcode. It will only accept it once, so people won't be able to just, you know, copy and submit multiple times a vote using one PIN number, because that the way that the software is programmed is it rejects any duplicates, which you know are tracked by that unique PIN number. So what happens is everything is scanned.
Renee?
Yep. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I'm going on. And
how much more time do you need?
I'm almost done. I just want to go through the end of this verification system.
To the stack.
So basically, there are these two steps. One, you're able to accept or reject, you know, the ballots coming in based on that unique PIN number and everything. And because the electronic ballot, it's a JPEG, right? It has that PIN number, which symbolically is just is embedded into the image as a barcode. We don't really need that barcode because we already know. But anyhow, trying to make it's all visual, right? You have JPEGs. The paper ballots are translated into JPEGs. The electronic ballots are translated into JPEGs. We were able to reject or accept any individual ballot first, and then all of the ballots that are accepted are pooled and go through this image processing software, which translates these JPEG images into the strings of numbers. And I don't know if anybody watched the process last year, but it's a really beautiful software where you can just sit in front of the screen and watch the ballot images go by and how they're translated into strings of numbers. So at any time you can just stop it and say, okay, wait a second, I want to see that ballot. I want to see how that ballot was translated into which numbers, you know. And so those strings of numbers are created, and then we can run Choice Plus Pro. And all of this information, the raw images, the text files, which are basically those strings of numbers, and the other files which are needed to run Choice Plus Pro would be, you know, made public so anybody could verify. You know, you'd be able to find your own ballot in the stack. You know, you don't have to tell anybody, but because you're the one who knows, okay, that's my PIN number, let me search for my PIN number. Oh, there it is. I see my JPEG. Okay, I wanna see how that was translated into a string of numbers. Oh, there it is in that file. Okay, that was right, hopefully. So I mean, you know, there's so anyhow, that's what this system is describing here. I'll stop.
Okay.
I'll stop now.
Summer, you had some questions?
Oh, I have a lot of questions, yes. And I'd like to start out by prefacing my remarks and questions by reminding everyone on the board that our duty is, we are directors of this foundation, is to protect it from litigation, incompetence, and other things that are going to cause us damage. In all due respect, A, when did this board approve doing electronic balloting? Lots of people work in election protection, and so I'd like to know, first of all, is this just a decision of the election supervisor? Because that's really not appropriate. We should vote on this before we go to electronic balloting. So that's first. Was this ever approved by the board to change our policy and spend all this time and energy on an electronics process instead of on traditional balloting?
Let me speak to that.
Please.
This is a proposal.
Okay, thank you.
The bylaws allow us to do this.
Okay, but we haven't approved it yet.
It isn't. The foundation has to express its preference. How it does that is not completely clear.
Okay.
Certainly if the board wants to approve or disapprove it, it can do so.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, George.
Let's see. Richard, you were next on the stack, and I heard Sean after that, I think. I think there was somebody in between, but I'm not
Bill.
Sure.
Bill.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Okay. If first off, just a point of order. If Sean's here, that makes this
official.
Sean O'Brien, you there? Sean.
I told you I was here when you called the original.
No.
Yes.
I didn't hear you. Must have been. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
We should do a quorum check. I think we lost a couple people based on the...
Lost people. I don't think we have a quorum. We have 14 people, three of whom don't count for quorum, so I don't think we have a quorum.
Okay. My question, now as I understand it, all five of the stations now have the 19th of July as the filing deadline. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
15th.
Renee, you there? Renee? Hello, Renee. Did you mute yourself?
George, this is Summer. If you can put me at the end of the stack after everyone else has had a chance to speak, because I didn't actually... There were a couple questions in there that, you know, just straight answers would be good, too. But I'll wait.
Did Renee leave?
Yeah,
I hope not. Renee, are you still there?
Maybe she's on mute.
No, I think she left. She doesn't have answers, so she's going to leave.
Yeah.
We may in fact have a quorum. In that case,
you want me to go down the list real quick to just the people.
Yes,
that
please do, and call chicks. Of course, call Renee and everybody else too.
Sharon, can we get Renee back on the line, or did she just get her feelings hurt and leave? Sharon, you there?
Teal.
Sharon.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was...
Okay, thank you. Tracy?
Yes, I'm here.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sean? Sean's still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Summer? I think you're there.
Present.
Rico?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Alberto, I think I heard you in there. George,
here.
Richard, Jennifer, are you still there?
Yeah.
Alex,
I'm here.
That's 12. That's a quorum. Anybody else here that I didn't call your name?
Wait a minute. We need 12 or 13. I am always on the
12.
12.
12.
12. Thank you.
Count the rest of the people. Ask for the rest of the people, man.
I did. Anybody else that I didn't call?
All the people in Washington, D.C.
Nobody in Washington's here. They're all having dinner with the president. Okay, we have a quorum, though.
Har.
Well, what I suggest we do... We don't have Renee, however.
George, I still want to talk to this.
We can talk to each other about it. So let's make a whatever. If you're on the stack and you still want to make a comment, we'll just do that, and then we'll move on. So, Bill, you were next.
I can give my three questions.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I thought it was Richard, then me.
Oh yeah, Richard didn't finish. Sorry.
I thought it was Richard, Bill, and then you.
Maybe Bill can answer my question.
That's not what you said earlier, Mr. Chair.
Maybe Bill.
Richard, finish your questions.
Maybe Bill can answer this. All five stations are now set for the 19th. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. In that conversation that Renee was in, I wanted to ask her these questions. And she mentioned that for that system she was looking at, our member number, our Pacifica member number was going to be our unique number. are those numbers secure? I mean, does anybody else have access to those? Who has access to them, I guess, is my question.
The MEMSIS.
Yeah, who has access to MEMSIS?
I think I can answer that if you want.
Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't consider the member number secure because you're right, anybody that has access to MEMSIS has it, but you need both that and a PIN, a personal identification number that I believe she would assign. That's been sort of the case in the past because that would correspond to the barcode number for the ballots. And that's different than the member number.
Okay.
Remember the problem at the KPFA last time when they mistakenly mailed out some ballots with the same number on it.
Okay, my last question is, can that system be tested before we get to the actual deadline, or can we test it beforehand?
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
Mr. Chair, I was under the assumption that electronic voting was supposed to start in 2012, not this election.
Yeah.
And if that's a fact, why are we wasting time on it now when we're going to have plenty of time after this election to deal with all of the pitfalls and questions concerning electronic voting?
We did pass a motion to that effect. There's a proposal put forth to do it in this election that it can be done. The board can change its mind. The bylaws actually say the foundation can decide. Exactly how the foundation decides is not clear. So,
I move that we put this in the election committee and deal with it after this election.
Second.
Okay, you don't have the floor yet. So
okay,
that was a point of information.
Very good. Very good.
Richard, finish your questions.
I did. My last question was, can we test the system before we actually roll it out?
Bill, did you want to respond to that?
Well, yeah, if I'm next on the list, I'll respond to that along with mine, if you want.
Well, I thought you were. Sean, you think you're not. You think he's not, but...
Right. I heard Richard, me, and then Bill.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, very quickly. First of all, we have had little to no carts in rotation. The ones we do have are poetry lessons, and it's very upsetting to quite a few people. I also want to firmly say that closing the membership drive while you extend the deadline means that you are disqualifying all kinds of potential candidates, and once again, it will appear that this is an insider's game with truncated, I don't even want to say truncated anymore, with deadlines that only benefit insiders, so let's say that. And now, also, when it comes to electronic voting, I was a member of the California Secretary of State's Task Force on Touchscreen Voting, the first committee ever to deal with this thing, and I've got a couple of questions I'd like to have answered, like, who did she talk to with the expertise in electronic voting to come up with this, what appears to be very complicated way that they're going to deal with all this? There is 13 steps in here. I'm not saying they're not good steps and they're not appropriate, but it's a complicated process, and I'd like to know who she talked to. Now also, number two, and this is very, very important, can we trust the software, okay? And I don't mean trust the software to show us our ballot with our barcode. I mean software that will count the vote as it is cast, because you can cast a vote and have it not counted the way it was cast and still show a person a barcode with a phony idea with their actual vote on it, but it's not counted the way it was actually cast. That we really have to watch out for, folks, okay? And because I want to remind you, anything can be hacked. When they can hack the Defense Department's things, or the NES, I just saw a show the other day. Some hackers went in and shut down the NES for a week. So, folks, be very, very careful with this electronic voting thing, because it is the most explosive of issues, and once one thing goes wrong, it's like the dam exploding, okay? Thank you very much.
Rico to the stack.
Bill, I heard Jennifer, Bill first, then I heard Jennifer.
Right. Yep.
Rico? And Summer, you wanted to be on at the end.
Thank you.
And can we limit this? Can we limit this to? Hello. Can we limit this to say 10 more minutes? Any objection to that?
Sean, I want to be on be after Summer. There is one more point I'd like to make that's critical to KPFK.
All right. So if we take about 2 minutes apiece, that will do it. Bill?
Okay, thanks. I'll try to be brief. First, I liked Sean's idea of bringing this up to the Elections Committee. We have a meeting Tuesday evening, and there'll be a lot more time then while we talk about this in more detail. She addressed every one of the concerns I had about electronic voting in that the document she sent out. If you look at the last page, a lot of that has to do with verifiability. And some of this stuff is the same whether we have paper or electronic voting. And, you know, the biggest problems we have with the public voting, you know, in state and municipal national elections are the voting machines that have proprietary software. And we don't have that. We've got open source software, and as Renee was talking about, having the ballot images public and this sort of thing makes it possible for anybody to verify the vote counting and other parameters. But we can talk about all this Tuesday at the election committee meeting.
So I take it you will bring it up at the meeting, Bill?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that.
Okay. Jennifer.
Okay. I think we're really getting ahead of ourselves with even talking about electronic voting at this point. We've had two really screwed up elections, and we really can't afford to have another screwed up election. You know, the whole of the United States can't get electronic voting straight. So I don't think we at Pacifica, who can't even install a phone system at WBAI, are going to be able to, like, do any kind of electronic voting system for this election. Therefore, I think Renee spending all this time and energy thinking about this is kind of counterproductive. I also don't really remember talking so much about electronic voting as putting the candidates' packages online.
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were talking about, considering whether someone could choose to get their voting information online and not the ballot. That's so out there. So anyway, that's what I have to say.
Okay, Rico. Rico, are you there?
Apparently not.
Okay, if he unmutes soon, we'll put him back on. Summer.
Thank you, George. Okay, yes, I fully concur with Jennifer. I mean, I personally am opposed to electronic voting entirely because of the transparency issues and the problems we have with trust in this organization anyway. But going back to competency, I mean, I missed the technology committee meeting at the national level on Wednesday. Why? Because I was spending the evening with Mark Herbst going over what wasn't happening in the election.
Summer, hang on a minute. I think I've made a mistake by allowing this kind of really comments about personnel who are working for
No, it's
for
not
us.
About him, though, because she assumed I would say, I very clearly,
well,
at the beginning of my comments,
it's about her. She's also working for us.
No, but I'm the election
I
overall.
I think it's appropriate for executive session. I don't think it's something that should be done in public session.
Okay,
well, let me just finish my point, and I said the competency of the overall election. You can blame whoever
right.
you like, okay?
Right.
But we are not managing to achieve the most, you know, wherever the faults lie, and I'll leave it at that. We are not managing to achieve the most basic necessities of conducting an election at the simplest level, as in, i.e., run appropriate carts and inform the public and hold events at which they can participate. Electronic voting, if we can't run something as simple as simply doing the election the way we've always done it, electronic voting is, yeah, it's stratospherically inappropriate to discuss it for this election. We have the real problems in front of us is when are we extending this deadline to so that it's actually realistic? And I feel that, you know, I would move that, not just send
no,
it back to the
it.
Elections
stop.
Committee.
It's not funny. Rico! No!
What?
I'm eating.
Well, whoever's screaming in the background, please mute unless you're seriously in trouble.
please, thank you, which I will not call 911. But anyhow, what I'm getting at is the real problems confronting us are not sucking up all of our resources into an exercise in electronic voting, which at this point in the game, to hear that we're only putting up Spanish-translated candidate packages maybe this weekend, but we're only extending it two more weeks, all of these things. The heart of the matter that we need to deal with as a board right now is making these elections run smoothly so that we don't have litigation problems and so that they are transparent and so that they are smooth. And regardless of what the faults are or what caused the problems, where we are today is we need to have a month of actual solid campaigning in order to do this correctly. And that's what we should be focused on. What is the real deadline? Do we, you know, as a board, you know, do we extend membership until that deadline so that it's not a ludicrous contradiction? And I would move that we take electronic voting out of our discussion. And it's true, Jennifer is completely correct. The only thing that was ever discussed being put on electronically, and I wasn't even too comfortable with that, was putting candidate statements online. Because frankly, I think we mail the package to voters, and we're lucky to get the returns that we get. We have hard enough time making quorum on these elections anyway. So I think these are irrelevant issues which are sidetracking our attention from the very necessary issue of making sure these elections are conducted properly and that the appropriate amount of advertising and protocols are followed. So I would personally move that we indeed, what we were discussing a month ago, which was electronic voting, is a 2012 issue, which is why having ads run on our station talking about what do you think about electronic voting for 2012 is so irrelevant, and it's irrelevant to us right now. So I will make a motion that electronic voting be out of the discussion for this election. There's simply no time to implement, no time to work out kinks, and we're having enough trouble just following basic protocols to conduct a regular election. So I don't know if I can get a second on that. Thank you.
Second.